This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. In Hawaii, officials on the island of Maui report Friday the death toll from wildfires burning there has risen to 67. Officials said the number is expected to increase as crews search the wreckage that wiped out the popular tourist town of Lahaina, where the fire is not yet contained. Some residents of Lahaina, who fled as the wildfires approached, are returning to find their homes and livelihoods destroyed. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Firefighters extinguished the destroyed buildings of the Honane Now condominium complex in Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island, where wildfires reduced most of the historic resort town to charred ruins, and search teams prepared to comb through the rubble for more victims. Caleb Knapp and Julie Lundy have lived here for 16 years.
It's way by far, yeah, beyond any tsunamis or any other tropical storms that have come through, just, yeah, by 100 times.
And this is going to go on for a while. This is going to take years. Years to recover.
In addition to searching for the missing, officials were drafting a plan to house the newly homeless in hotels and tourist rental properties. The island currently has 4 shelters in operation for the displaced.
Tensions are escalating between Niger's new military regime and a West African regional bloc, ECOWAS. Following a summit in neighboring Nigeria Thursday, chaired by Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, the group said it had established a standby force to restore constitutional order in the country. In an audio briefing Friday, White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said he hoped for a chance of diplomacy to prevail in efforts to ease the impasse in Niger.
You also note that the Nigerian president reiterated the importance of prioritizing diplomatic negotiations and dialogue as the very bedrock of the ECOWAS approach. So, again, we're still focused on diplomatic efforts. We still think there's space for that.
This is VOA News. Supporters of assassinated Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio gathered at a public memorial event in Ecuador's capital, Quito, Friday, while his family held a mass at the cemetery where he will be buried. VOA's Celia Mendoza briefed VOA's International Edition program on the latest developments in that case.
We know that it's 6 people been arrested. Authorities also arrested the shooter, who died in custody after an exchange of a fire with the police just hours after the killing of the presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. So far, we know that the 6 people, individuals that were arrested, are Colombian nationals. Police are trying to figure out exactly what is the connection, who were leading them.
With Russia's Wagner Group paramilitary forces now based in Belarus, that country's 3 NATO neighbors, Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia, are building up their border defenses and preparing for a range of possible provocations. Lithuanian State Border Guard Service Commander Rustamas Lubievas assessed the current situation Friday with VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Genadze.
The situation is stable, however very tense, because of the risks we have in our region. So related to the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Moreover, Belarus in that sense, part of the aggression. We consider that Belarus is actively participating in the aggression against Ukraine. And the security situation in our region is very tense, also because of the presence of Wagner Group persons in Belarus.
A left-wing political activist taking part in protests days before national primary elections in Argentina has died while being detained by police. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video from an eyewitness shows Buenos Aires city police pinning the man face down on the pavement. Officers then turn the unresponsive man over and perform CPR. He later died, the city government says in a statement. People at the scene identify the victim as Facundo Maleres, a photographer. The protesters have denied they tried to block the street or did anything to provoke police. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.